Voices of Hope is a podcast of New Hope Presbyterian Church in Castle Rock, Colorado. You can listen to our sermons and other podcasts on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or any popular podcasting platform. Our worship times are on Sundays at 9 and 10:45 a.m. The sermon this week is called Contagious Gratitude, given by Pastor Jordan Warnches. It is week 2 of our Gratitude Project series. You want me to be grateful in this time? You want me to show gratitude? There's so many things going on that I don't want to be grateful for. Whether it's the shootings this week, whether it's the California fires, whether the elections didn't come out the way you wanted them to, whether we have loved ones who've lost loved ones. There is this sense that how can I be grateful in a time like this? But just being grateful isn't just about being happy and thankful for the good times, but it's about having some kind of hope for the future, that our gratefulness is for those people that step in into these dark moments and give light. So I want to tell a couple stories. I'm going to go one by one, and then afterwards we're going to talk about how does that make us feel? What was the general feeling we get from those? First, this week on Wednesday, there's, I think it's 95.3, has this little segment called Dirty Little Secrets. People can call in anonymously and tell a secret that they have. The day after the election, this person called in and said, "My family has way different politics than I do. I do not agree with them on anything. My family, my mom, my dad, and my sister, who just turned 18, all gave me their election ballots to hand in." Some of you already know where it's going. "And I threw them away. And I just handed mine in." His sister's first election, she could vote, and her votes were thrown away. Story number two. Lauren Daigle is a Christian singer. She's becoming more and more popular right now. She kind of has this mixture, this voice that kind of sounds like Adele and somebody else. It's a beautiful voice, right? And so she, last week, was on Ellen DeGeneres' show, and she sang at the end. They always have musical guests. And in the midst of that, the next couple days, she got a lot of hateful comments for doing that. Some people said, "Don't listen to Lauren Daigle's music because she'll lead you towards the Antichrist if you continue to follow her music. Ellen would never bring glory to God, so why would Lauren participate on her show?" Story number three. Michelle and I had the opportunity to go to the Crisis Gala a couple weekends ago. And so at this gala, they have these signs set up of people's experiences and how the Crisis Center has helped them. And there's this one story about this woman who's thankful for the Crisis Center taking in her and her dog, because her dog helped her through the abuse from her husband. She said what would happen is when he would start hitting her, if she was laying down on the bed and he would start hitting her, the dog would lay on top of her and take the blows. Sorry, I thought I would get through that one. So, take the blows for her. Okay. How these stories make you feel? Sometimes we'll jump towards the negative right away, and we'll be like, "People are just stupid, people are evil, that's just awful," about every single one of those things, and we'll jump to that right away. But negativity is a motivator, right? When we point out the negative things that we see, we just went through a political ad season on TV, where you see all the negatives about every candidate. And sometimes you sit there and you're like, "Well, gosh, I don't want to vote for anybody." negativity does motivate people to do certain things. It makes money. But in some ways, we've gotten so good at criticism, so good at negativity, so good at picking out the bad in everything, that some of the good gets lost. When we focus on the negative, what happens is we close in on ourselves. We think about only our interests and the things that benefit us. Some of those stories may have made you feel sad, angry. But I think there's a deeper thing when if we just sit on the surface of sad and angry, we forget there's this other emotion. And I think the Bible gives great language to it. And Russ mentioned the word in his prayer, lament. Lament has this deeper, just heavy feeling. Lament is saying, I am not happy about this, I am sad about this, I'm enraged about this, because this is not how it's supposed to be. That you come from a place of this isn't how it's supposed to be. That's lament. I think just going beyond the surface levels of how these stories that I told make us feel, if we dig deep down, what we're really feeling is it shouldn't be that way. The Old Testament is filled with lament. There's a whole book called Lamentations. The Psalms are filled with lament, shouting out to God, this isn't right, do something about it. God, it's not supposed to be this way. So after the Dirty Little Secrets show, when the man confessed to throwing away his family's ballots, a lot of people called in and were angry, of course. Can you track them down? Can we turn them in? And they can't, because they just use a system that literally makes it anonymous. They can't track the phone number. They can't do any of that. But what was great about that is hearing all these people call in, not just to rail on the guy, but to be positive, to be those light bearers, the ones that are saying this, it's not supposed to be this way. Why have we gotten to this point? The first step is to lament, and then we move into gratitude when we see those people stepping into the darkness and holding up a light. Lament moves us into a place where we're aware that things aren't supposed to be the way that they are, and it motivates people to step up, to show gratitude for those who are stepping in. When we're thanking our veterans today, we're thanking them for stepping into those dark moments to help protect our country, our freedoms. They are light bearers, but there's also lament there too. In our prayer earlier, the lament of some of our veterans are still hurting. Some of our veterans still need help. In our scripture today from Paul is talking to his church in Philippi. And the church in Philippi has all these questions about what is going on. They have people who are preaching the gospel in what they perceive to be wrong ways. They have a leader in the church who is very ill. And so there's a lot of anxiety and fear. And this is when the church first started. And so, of course, there's a lot of anxiety and fear. They're being chased down by the Roman government also. And the funny thing about this scripture, this nice encouragement and thanking for the church in Philippi, Paul is doing this while he is in prison. While he's stuck in prison, his life's kind of on hold. He's still encouraging, still grateful, still thanking the people at his church. He could have sat from jail and wrote a letter that said, "Can you believe this? They have me in jail. This is against my rights," and just railing against it. We should rise up and take over and all this stuff. But he doesn't do that. Instead, he says, "I am thankful for you, and I encourage you in the patient and slow work of Christ in this world to love others because that's how you change things. Gratitude can be a spiritual discipline, but when we practice it, it could be contagious. If you read all of Paul's letters in the New Testament, he does this a lot. He always starts with thanking the people at the church and for their work. He starts there first, and then he continues to encourage in the ways of the gospel and the ways of Jesus. He never gets kind of trapped in those trappings of they've contacted him and said, all this stuff is going on, what do we do? Should we get rid of them? And, you know, they're trying to get him to answer it, and he just continues to encourage and encourage and encourage. Being grateful is a way to give back to others because we've been treated a certain way. There's this man by the name of Bernard Rimland, and he did a study on the principle of the golden rule. He was the director of the Institute for Child Behavior Research, and he found through this study, the happiest people are those who help others. He said this, each person involved in the study was asked to list 10 people he knew best and to label them as happy or not happy. Then they were to go through the list again and label each one as selfish or unselfish, using the following definition of selfishness. A stable tendency to devote one's time and resources to one's own interests and welfare, an unwillingness to inconvenience oneself for others. In categorizing the results, Rimland found that all the people labeled happy were also labeled unselfish. He wrote that those whose activities are devoted to bringing themselves happiness are far less likely to be happy than those whose efforts are devoted to making others happy. Rimland concluded, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." And that's the whole point of loving our neighbors as ourselves, the golden rule, that this is something that we will keep doing. The person that you love as you want to be loved is going to do that also for somebody else, kind of a pay it forward type of deal. That gratitude, that thankfulness of treating others the way you want to be treated is contagious, that it catches on. And it's the way that some of the happiest people on earth are the ones who give themselves to others. I know in our own congregation here, a lot of our people who are involved, who are volunteering, are veterans because they know what it's like to sacrifice oneself for others, that that's a way to live. That's not about you, but it's about the collective whole, helping one another, loving one another. That gratitude for how they served alongside their brothers and sisters has moved into their civilian life also. So Lauren Daigle, going back to her, she was on Ellen. And what happened after there was kind of kickback to her about being on Ellen's show is that there was a lot of people who stood up and talked about the good things of why that was good and what she's doing is good. And Lauren had a answer her own. She said, "I don't have all the answers in life, and I'm definitely not going to act like I do. But one thing that I know for sure is I can't choose who I'm supposed to be kind to or who I'm supposed to show love to and who I'm not. Because that's the mission, right? Be who Christ was to everyone as well." Spreading that gratitude, loving others because Christ has loved us. The woman from the crisis center, those signs up at the crisis center are meant to help you be grateful for what the crisis center does. And that night was a fundraising event, right? And so people are showing gratitude by giving money to help support this nonprofit. The people that are there have been blessed and are able to give a blessing to others through finances. Gratitude continues to be contagious. The more we use it, the better off we are. The more we give ourselves to others, the more we give ourselves to the kingdom of God, the better off we are. That now all of a sudden this idea that we're thinking of things in negative light, trying to find the bad, trying to criticize, instead now we look at it through more of a lens of what are we grateful for in this moment, even in the toughest moments. California wildfires are horrible, but we often say we are grateful for those who are brave enough to go out and fight those fires to save as many lives as possible. We're thankful for those people who go out and save the animals that have been left behind on at their homes and ranches. We see the light in the darkness. We start to see the good in the world rather than focusing on the evil. And Paul was great at this. He constantly did it with his followers. They sent him letters complaining about so-and-so are fighting in our church. What do we do with them? What do we do about these people that come in here and they know nothing about Jesus? And Paul continues to encourage, guide, direct, and be grateful for them and their work. Gratitude's not going to stop bad things from happening. But maybe gratitude is going to help us kind of navigate those bad times just a little bit better. To be grateful for those who step up, who care for us, who comfort us when a loved one has died. Thankful for those who help navigate us through the holidays, for those of us that have lost loved ones, that this time is painful. Be thankful for those veterans who sacrificed their lives for all of us. Gratitude is contagious. So what I want to ask you guys to do is, Russ last week said you have these field books. Do you have one over there? We can throw it up. And these field books. And so if you've picked one up, great. If you haven't, you can pick one up on the welcome table. There's also those trees out there that have leaves that you can put on, the things you are grateful for. This is a practice this week, and in a particularly hard week, it's a hard practice to do, but think of the things you're grateful for. Write them down. But not only that, this week I challenge you, when you write it down, that somehow you find a way, whether it's with family or friends or a coworker, that you actually speak those things you are grateful for. It's one thing to write it down and be grateful for it or think about it in here, but it's another one to share it with others, because that becomes contagious then. When you tell people what you're grateful for and the things that you see, I think people start to think, well, what am I grateful for? What are the things I see? The more we share it, the more it spreads. Let's pray. God, thank you for all that you do in our lives and in this particularly hard week. We pray that the ways that we think about the things we're grateful for is going to help us navigate through. Help us to speak those things we are grateful for, whether they're people that we know, our loved ones, or things that we see others doing, that we may be able to spread that gratefulness across our communities and neighborhoods. In Jesus' name, amen. You can find out more about New Hope by going to www.newhopepres.org, or you can find us on Facebook, and you can find us on Instagram at New Hope Prez. Have a good week.